Early this week, Wyoming at-large GOP Representative Liz Cheney lost her U.S. House seat to attorney Harriet Hageman, the candidate who former President Donald Trump supported early. The Trump endorsement helped clear the field for Ms. Hageman so she could basically drive an unimpeded challenge against the controversial two-term incumbent. Ms. Cheney continued to launch running attacks against Mr. Trump from her pulpit on the January 6th committee before a Wyoming electorate, an electorate that performed as the former president's strongest in the country during both of his national elections. The vote count was a landslide for Ms. Hageman, 66-29%, who ran a measured campaign. She concentrated on a serving the constituency theme while highlighting that Ms. Cheney uses the position to fulfill her own political goals. Republican turnout overwhelmed that of the Democrats by a 24-1 margin, suggesting that a large number of the latter party's members did what Ms. Cheney asked and crossed over to vote for her in the Republican primary. Ms. Hageman, the prohibitive favorite for the general election, will now face Native American community activist Lynette Gray Bull in November. In Alaska, by consolidating the smaller Democratic vote, former state rep Mary Peltola is leading the special election race to fill the state's at-large congressional district left vacant when veteran Congressman Don Young passed away in March. Former governor and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin holds a 5,000-plus vote lead over Nick Begich III for the all-important second-place position. Under Alaska's new voting procedure, ballots postmarked on Election Day have until August 31st to reach the county clerk's office for tabulation. The extra time is important so as to include the outlying rural areas. The second position is critical because the third place finisher at the end of the first count is eliminated, and the ranked choice voting process will begin. If Mr. Begich is eliminated, the ballots listing him as first choice will be found, and the second choice votes from only these ballots will be added. Considering that 61% of the people voted for a Republican, advancing to ranked choice tabulation should help the GOP candidate. At this point, it appears that Ms. Palin is in favorable position to win the seat. Of those only voting for a Republican candidate, Ms. Palin received 53% of the vote. To overcome her lead among the remaining outstanding votes, Mr. Begich must now receive approximately 56% support within the uncounted GOP votes. The Alaska Senate race will be interesting in the general election. Senator Lisa Murkowski looks to hold around 44% of the primary vote versus Trump-endorsed candidate Kelly Shibaka's 40%. Two more will qualify for the general election, but far behind the two leaders. Republicans look to hold the seat, but whether it's Senator Murkowski or Ms. Shibaka remains to be seen. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.